This goes to Caitlin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Geitman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N. PAC, fax is 989-775-1640. Regarding Linda, middle initial P like Paula Brown, B-R-O-W-N, date of birth August 13th of 1947. Dear Ms. Geitman, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Brown with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was May 23rd of this year. She's been feeling well. She has not been ill, no hospitalizations or procedures, and no known infection from COVID-19. Weight is unchanged. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. No edema. Medications. Medication list is improved, or is reviewed. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from previous visit. Physical examination. Weight is 133 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 134 over 74, and pulse is 85. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites. Extremities, there's no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11-17 of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.7. Estimated GFR is 29. Electrolytes are normal with a CO2 of 25. Phosphorus is 4.1. Albumin is 4.0. Calcium is 9.1. Phosphorus 4.1. I didn't say that. Hemoglobin is 10.6 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. Bilaterally small kidneys, hypertension currently at goal, and diabetic nephropathy. The patient will continue all of her routine medications. Her creatinine tends to increase, and then she's got an estimated GFR of less than 30. It probably would be best to hold her metformin and switch to something else for diabetes due to the risk of lactic acidosis when the GFR gets less than 30. She does hover right at 30, so it's possible we could just continue to watch this. But we will ask her to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.